Bruchim Abayim to the Shia on the Daf Yemi, and this is on Shavuos. The Shia will be on Daf Bezim with Beis, Beis Sefer with Beis, on the actually the last two lines of the Omer, the first two lines of the Masechta. The Gemara says, Michti Tani Mamakai Salik, right? Since Shavuos begins where Makas ends, in other words, why in fact actually are we getting Shavuos after Makkas? That's the Gemara's question. And the Gemara brings the Mishnah in Makkas, Chayav L'Arashtayim, Achas Bikam, Yachas Bikam. Because there are two payas, Lashon Rabim, so because of that, the person is Makkiv is payas, so in fact actually he's Chayav twice. Now, what I want to focus on is actually the two Taisvas on Amud Beis. I'm going to first focus on the second Taisvas, which is the longer Taisvas. And after that, I'm going to speak about the first Tosfos. In the second Tosfos, Tosfos advances a shita. As we all know, the Gemara in Makkas in Daf Tafaf and Aleph tells us that there's two isurim. There's an isur of kafas harosh, those are kivu pas roshcheche, and there's an isur of hashchasas hazaka. These appear in Vayikra. I'm sure you're all familiar with it from the Chafal of the Makkos. And the Gemara tells us that in fact the key words of the Psukim regarding Zakan are the fact that it says Hashchasa, and also too, so Chazal learned from that that in fact actually the Issa of the Hashchasa Zakan of shaving the beard is only a Giluach Shesh Bar Hashchasa, which means that's when the Torah used the Lashon Tav. That we need two things. We need giluach, which means I'm going to translate it shaving, and then we need what's called a hashchasa. The Gemara says that in the case of the zakan, this comes to exclude the case of misparayim, using scissors, where in fact actually there is giluach, as Rashi explains, but there is an hashchasa. And hashchasa means you get down to the very bottom of the hair, you pull out the hair, whatever. And then, in the case of what's called malakid rehitni, a person like pulls out hairs, so the Gemara says there in Chafal but Aleph and Makkos, I hope everybody remembers from Makkos, not so long ago, that, that's like four daf ago, that in fact, actually, in the case of malakid rehitni, in other words, you pull out your hairs, so even though there's hashchasa, because the hair is being pulled out from the root, nonetheless, there isn't giluach. I says derech giluach, but really what giluach means is that you're covering a area of hair. You're just pulling. You know what you're doing it horizontally as well as vertically. That's really what is understood, and that's the notion of giluach. Now, so in the case of shaving one's beard, Chazal said there's only an issa, deraisa, if you have what's called giluach, and if you have hashchasa, and that's only true if there's a tau. A tar means a razor blade, which actually the razor blade actually moves horizontally on the skin. So one hand it shaves off the hair horizontally, on the hand the tar actually removes the hair from its root, and that's your chayev. But in the case of misparayim, the case of scissors, or if you just pull out your hair, it's malaket or a hitni, you use some type of a tweezer to take out your hair. In such a case, you're potter on the zakah. Now, the Tosfos in Beis Amud Beis actually, right, want to propound a shita, an opinion, that in fact, that in contradistinction to the case of the beard, the zakan, in the case of the rosh, a kafas rosh means the peyas rosh, then you chayev only also a misparayim. And for one thing, I mean, just before we begin the Tosfos, the entire sugya, which speaks about the Yisra of Tar, Hashchasa and Giluach, is only speaking really about Hashchasa Zazakan. The Gemara in Chaval doesn't discuss it anymore anywhere on Kavos HaRosh. But Tosfos actually advances a sheet, there's a Dibur Masul Chayav al-Rosh Shtayim, that in fact, actually, you don't need a Tar on the Rosh. Tosfos brings a Raya from a Gemara Nazir, which I'm not going to go into. There has to be a difference between learning on the internet and going to the Gemara in. But anyway, the Gemara tries to learn that the Gemara tries to learn from the Giluach of a Metzera, and there the Gemara needs the Loshen, right? In other words, there the Gemara right? These are the lashon of tau, and based upon that, the Tosfos wants to say that the fact that we need tau to tell me that that the issa is an issa of hashchasa, and we can learn it without the word of tau, right? So that would mean that since the Gemara's initial assumption that we're dealing with an asay of giluch is deicha the leis asay of hakafas arash. And the Gemara only suggested maybe a kafa is called a rosh, not called a kafa. But it's from the fact that actually I need the loshen, the word tal in the chumash to tell me hashchasa, is mashma that, in other words, if I deal with misparayim, right, it would, you know, there would still be an issur. In other words, I only need the case of tal. So because of that, Tosfos says and brings a raya from this Gemara that in fact actually if a person would actually do giluach with misparayim on the kafas arash, should actually be chayim. That's Tosfos's raya, because otherwise, why need tau? Oh, so Tosfos brings that raya from the Gemara in Nozim, Mem Aleph and Beis. This raya is brought by Tosfos, brought by the Ritfer and Chafalaf and Makkos. But the fact is that Tosfos brings a Tosefta that seems to contradict this. The Tosefta in Makkos says that on the rush, you only chayim if you do it with a tau. So Tosfos at the end says, no, that when it says, right, enu chayev ad shekfer atar, it means ke'en tar. Because according to Tosfos, and that's what at the beginning, that in fact in misparayim, right, ke'en tar, that you chayev on the rosh if it's only ke'en tar. Now Tosfos suggests perhaps maybe the Tosefter is coming to tell me that it's really mutar b'misparayim, and it's also be malakid rehitni. Tosfos, that can't be. And Tosfos gives a reason. The pasuk mentions giluch mitzayra, etc., etc. In other words, Tosfos says, well, Tosfos has a hava mina. That perhaps maybe I might think that the issa of hakafas arash is only be what the Gemara calls malakit, I pull the hair out. But really, Mishraim should be mutter. So that which it says in the Tosefta, it's only issa bata means hashchasa. But hashchasa is also barash. But giluch without hashchasa would be mutter by the rosh. Tosfos rejects that because Gemara didn't have that option because Gemara speaks about Giluach. And that Tosfos goes through entire Chashbon. Okay, that's the sheet of Tosfos. So it turns out, according to Tosfos, and according to Shitas HaRosh too, that in fact, Misparayim, which is Giluach, even without Rosh Chosa, or let's call it Tar Ke'en, let's call it Misparayim Ke'en Tar, which means it's a Rosh Chosa Ketzas, which like the Shach learns, I get to the very, you know, I pull the hairs, you know, I don't just. I cut the hair very close, but you know, close but not mamish that the hair disappears. So that's also on the rosh. That's the shita of Tosfos. Now the shita of the Rambam, as everybody knows, is in fact actually that no, that the Rashi says that we're makish hakafas arosh to the hashkasa zakan, and the shita of the Rambam is that a misparayim kentar are actually putter on the rosh. According to the Rambam, the only prohibition on the rosh is similar to that of the zakan, the beard, which is through a tar. The Mechaber in Simen Kuf Pei Aleph brings both shittas. In Simen Kuf Pei Aleph Sif Gimel, the Mechaber says, "Enu chayv ela betar, v'yesh oisim b'misparayim ke'en tar." That the misparayim ke'en tar. That's the shita of the Tosfos. V'yesh nachush l'dvarer yedivrayim. In other words, the Mechaber actually is machmir that on the rosh the issa one should be choshet to the shita of the Tosfos, but that the goin brings the makor of the Tosfos, the rosh, the Tosfos. And in fact, actually, one should not cut off his hair with misparayim on the head, the payas of the head. We said the rosh, we got the payas of the rosh, right? Ke'en tar. That's the way we paskin. But with respect to the zokan, the machaba paskin, which is clearly something which is muskin, which is universally accepted, that this is only batar, misparayim is permitted, even ke'en tar. The Ramah brings a chumrah in the name of Tuvas Hadashon, which has its makor in the Piskei Tosfos and also in other Rishonim, that in fact, actually, with Misparayim Ke'en Tar, one should be machmir on the Zakan. And the answer is, and the reason is, because of a chashash. The chashash is that since a person is using a scissor, even though a person cuts, technically speaking, cuts the hair with the top blade, it might be that one might accidentally actually remove hair with the bottom blade. So because of this chashash, it's a chumrah, right? So because of this chashash, a tal ke'en zokan is awesome. But once again, we have to distinguish that the issa by the payas is ikas v'choshet to a shita v'rishayin. The whole thing that ikad did with the issa is an issa of misparayim ke'en tar. But the that which you're machmir by zakan is not because you held mikan did his aser. It's just a chashash that a person uses scissors, so the bottom blade is cannot be controlled. It might come to cut the hair, and that's why we aser that. And I'm gonna leave that for you because later we go to the halacha. We're gonna discuss this in the halacha. There's terrible confusion. I see, you know, even confusion among some of the paiskim. I'm saying this with great humility, but we'll get back to this in a little while. Okay, now there's a famous Gilya Shas of Rabbi Kiva Egel. A good Rabbi Kiva Egel, Gilya Shas, says like this. He says, in other words, we have here like this. We have Ta, which is also Ta is also in the case of Azaka. Right? Ta is also in the case of Azaka. Right? And for sure, in the case of the Zokan, the Misparayim, right, is permitted, right, which is Giluach, and Malakim Rehitni also permitted because that's Hashchasa. In other words, Misparayim is Giluach without Hashchasa, and Malakim Rehitni is Hashchasa without Giluach. And those are clearly Potter in the case of a Zokan. Okay? Now, what about in the case of the Rosh, the Peyos HaRosh? Not the Rishon Rosh, the Peyos HaRosh. So, but Kibbeger wants to claim that in the Shulchan Aruch, since I'm being machmir, in the Shulchan Aruch, since I'm being machmir, I mean, l'halach l'maisa, in the Shulchan Aruch, I'm machmir like the Shita Satoisvus, that in fact, actually, is Parayim is also. So, in other words, there's no reason to say that I shouldn't be machmir also in the case of Malakim Rehitni. In other words, in the Gemara, these two things are patur for different reasons. But there's no svara to machalek to distinguish to say that, for example, in other words, the chiyuv, the araisa, is I need the two ones lechumra. I need giluach and hashchasa. One without the other is potter. There's no reason to decide that, in other words, if I have one reason in machayev, right, I should be more machmir, less machmir than the other one. So, for example, if I'm already machmir in the case of misparayim, in the case of the Rosh, I should be machmir in the case of malakit, right? If I pull out here too for the Rosh, should be also. Since I'm kivei on the basis of this, we have a tremendous chumrah. The Gemara says in Nazir, in Shabbos, in several places in Shabbos. In fact, I think actually several years ago, in this actual room, I said a shir on pei alaf amud beis in Shabbos by Pesik Reisha, Dov Shana Miskavin. And there the Gemara says that it's also for the Nazir to Masarek his Seya because of a Psik Reisha. So says Rab Kiva, right? So therefore, it's being nice to say the Shir today, and the same thing. I think it's been 7 years, whatever it is, been a long time since I said the last year. So says Rab Kiva, it comes out of Chumrah. If a person's Masarek his hair is payas, so the Gemara says it's a Psik Reisha to pull a hair out, so therefore it should be also Masarek your payas. So going to Rab Kiva, whoever has payas, if you massage your payas, you're even in the Eraisa. And this is not brought anywhere. Rabbi Kiva Egel comes out with this tremendous chumrah. This is a very famous chumrah of Rabbi Kiva Egel, and everybody actually reacts to it, including the Chassam Sefer and the Tshuva. In Shuk Chassam Sefer, Yeradeya, Simon Kuf Lametes. I think the Chassam Sefer was being Rabbi Kiva before he became his son-in-law. No? I think he's been before he became his son-in-law. Anyway, the Chassam Sefer is Rabbi Kiva. I think the Chassam Sefer was still in Frankfurt. And Rabbi Kiva Egel is in Friedland. In any case, the Chassam Sefer is a long shiur Rabbi Kiva Egel, and he brings reasons why one Kiva Egel Masaka and to be Masarek to the payers. Interesting, one reason he gives is because he remembers his Rebbe, Rav Nosson Adler, he remembers him to be Masarek's payers. And of course, I mean, you know, there's no way Rav Nosson Adler would do something that's in the Eraisa. Anyway, so that's we'll get back to Chassam Sefer a little later. But anyway, that's the Rabbi Kiva Egel. Ah, now, says Rabbi Kiva Egel, there's a prophet, the Tosfos. Why? Because the Tosfos has a Havamina to Machalek. Tosfos says, no, maybe, in other words, maybe the Tosfos is coming just to the Tosfos, which on the Rosh of also is only Batar. Maybe the Tosfos comes to tell me not that Tar is opposed to Misparai, but not, right, Malakad Rehitni. That's Tosfos Havamina. In other words, Tosfos has, you know, proposes. And so Tosfos is a proposition that maybe Misparayim should be Matzah. Mishparayim should be permitted. That means Gilu should be permitted, and that in fact Malakit pulling out here, which is Hashkosh, should be Aser Havamina. Taisa says, right? You can't say that because it goes counter to the pasuk. So because the pasuk says Fesh Gilu, so we come out against the Drosh of Chazal, counter this. So Kivega says,
but Toys had a Hadamina. In other words, Toys had a proposal to Bechalik between Misparayim, that is Giluach, and between Malakim, which is Hashkasa. So Kibbutz Eker says that was only a Hadamina to understand the Pasuk. In other words, the Chiluk to be Mechalik was not a Svara, there's no Svara to it. There's not a Hadamina to Mechalik in the Pasuk. But in fact, right, says Rabbi Kibbutz, so Tosfos had a Hadamina to say that maybe Misparayim is permitted, and Malakim Rehipni is also. But the opposite, to say that what? That in fact, actually, Malak is permitted, and Misparayim is also, says Tosfos, we have no precedent for having such a Havamina, and in fact, actually, there's always the Mechalik, and that's what Rav Kibbega says. It's interesting, I'm not, if you look at Rav Kibbega, it's not really clear how he's asking the question. I mean, I trust it was a good question. He is asking a question, Tosfos had a Havamina rejects it, and Rav Kibbega says, it was only a question in the Pasuk, right? What Kivega might be saying is, right, there might be an assumption of Kivega that maybe Malakim Hitni is much more chomer than the case of Misparayim. In other words, Kivega says, maybe, in other words, you can't say something like that. In other words, if, you know, or maybe we'll keep our hold on the Chanami, maybe Malakim Hitni is more chomer than the case of Misparayim. So it says in Kivega, but, so in other words, maybe the Tosfos had a Havamina to say that Misparayim is permitted, and Malakim Hitni is also, but to have Fum Fakat, the opposite Havamina, in other words, that certainly can't be. But in any case, if Kivega want to say that it's for sure clear in the Torah that if I'm going to asr, if I'm going to forbid misparayim, giluach, then I'm certainly going to, there's no reason to machalik and forbid the case of malakit. So that's what Rav Kivega says. Okay, b'chol hakavod, I want to take on Rav Kivega. Okay? How am I going to take on Rav Kivega? Simple, from the Rambam. It's interesting that the Rambam, the Yisrael of Hakafas HaRosh and Hashkosas HaZaka, actually the Rambam brings, actually Hakafas HaRosh, the Rambam brings both of them in Avodah Zarah, in the Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud Beis. Now, says the Rambam, Perek Yud Beis Halacha Aleph, Ein Megalchen Pa'aseh HaRosh, K'mosha Yu'oysen Oibdi Avodah Zarah. Rambam says you can't do it the way the priest, the idolatrous priest, used to do it. Shneimar lo tekiva pasuk ashecha. Okay. Now it's interesting. The Rambam says ein megalchin. What do you mean ein megalchin? Who says that? In other words, who says giluach is also? In other words, the Rambam actually shitasi holds that the issue is only by tar. By the way, the raga by tar. But in other words, what do you mean ein megalchin? The Torah does not use lashon of giluach when it comes to Peyas HaRosh, Los Akifo. Now, the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, I want to read the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Mitzvahs Leisase, Mem Gimel. So there the Rambam says, I'm reading from the Frankel edition, I'm not sure it's a better translation of the Arabic, but in any case, he she is Rianu Mihavis Seyah Tza'adin, Lois Akipat Zashechem. Right? In other words, Ram doesn't say, it says Lahavir, Lusakif, Lahavir, it doesn't use Lashon Giluah. But then he says, Vazorb is a Gamkin Gilishul in his Dam Levich of the Zorah. You shouldn't do things similar to the priest of idolatry. Kikeno you oisim Kaimi of the Zorah, Shubba Dalchim, Sa'atad Levad. It's mashmin the Rambam that even though the Torah doesn't tell me giluach, right? Nonetheless, it's clear to the Rambam that the Tamamitz, so look at the Mer Nevuchim Chelik Gimel Parak Lamed Zayin, I believe it's there. It's in other words, in the Rambam, it's rather in the Rambam, it's very, very, very clear that the reason the Torah, I shouldn't get into Tamamitz, because I don't want to get into trouble here, but according to the Rambam, Shitas of the Mer Nevuchim, the reason for the Issa is because we're being mizdame to the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, and they did Giluach. In other words, the Pasuk doesn't mention Giluach, but for sure, it's assumed it's Giluach, because the Pasuk is speaking in the context of Avodah Zarah. So now, it seems to me that according to the Rambam, of course there's a Svara to Asr Misparayim by the Rosh, because it's Giluach. The Gzeiras HaKasuv, the Rambam learned of Tar in the case of Zaka, and the Rambam said, we're not machalik. between Zakan and between the Rosh. That's what the Rambam learned. But the fact is that there's a Tam Gadol, there's a real reason to ask a Giluach in the case of a Kofas HaRosh, because that's the way the Bnei Zohar did. But who says they were Mashchis? Doesn't say they were Mashchis. That's a Chiddush. So it turns out, according to the Rambam, for sure, there's a Havamina. I could I could propose that in fact Misparayim is forbidden because the Isa Venezuela was Giluach, right? And that's for sure also. But I might think that Malakit is Mutter, because Malakit is not Giluach, it's only Ashkasa. So I think with this Rav Kiva Eger's question goes away. Because everybody knows that the Issa is because of Giluach, and therefore I could say that by Misparayim there's a reason to Asa. That's the Shita Satoisvus. But when there's no Giluach, there wasn't the Derech of Oidev and Azorah, that's a Gzelos HaKosov of Ta, which is HaShkosov, and then I could say it was Mutter if it's only Malakit. So with that, I think the Rav Kiva Eger's Hasaka goes away. So it comes out there's really no Makor to think that I should be. There should be any issa of mislaket in the case of the Rosh, and certainly misarek your payas is certainly permitted l'chol adayas. That's what I want to ask Rav Kiva Eger. Now, up to now with the lamdus, if you want to call that lamdus, I want to. There's something that I saw in the Chasam Sefer, and I don't want to chash your lam ditzach on the Chasam Sefer. Rav Kiva Eger said as a havamina, so. But I saw in the Paiskim too. I saw in some of the other Paiskim too. The Paiskim they speak about an electric shaver. So they bring up this inyan that the Isser is, of course, the problem with the electric shaver is the Isser is because of a ta of a bisparaim ke'en ta. Because Yusayfa, Rav Kiva Eger, right? He wants to say, for I nearly, I'm quoting from the Chasam Sefer, Masha Anu Tevsim Le'Islam is Parayim Ke'en Taba Peas HaRosh, Lav Mi Tama Tezfa Rosh, Asin Allah, we're not going to Tezfa Rosh, but because of the Piskei Tezfis, the Chua Sedeshim, that says Ke'en Tau. That the Chasam Sefer wants to say. In other words, that which we answer and pass the Rosh, not because of the Tosfos of the Rosh, but because of the there's a Piskei Tosfos that answers a Misparayim Ke'en Tau, and he's Mitzayim to a Piskei Tosfos, like in Makkos. It says like that, and like this. So, it would come out that the way the Chasam Sefer is learning is that according to the Rosh, there's a Mi'ikah Din, there's an Issa of Ke'en Tau, which is the Piskei Tosfos. That the Shulchan Aruch has been Mach. I understand he's speaking about the Chumah here on Sa'as HaRosh, which is Sivveis. So it would come out is that, and he would say that according to the Rosh, that's the Chayyim, I mean, the Rosh and Tosfos is Masha, that's Mi'ikah Din. And that's what we ask him. Okay? That's what we ask him. And then he brings a Svart and Mechalek, that's Rav Kiva Eger. And I see another place in too. And certainly, when a person uses an electric shaver, then everybody agrees that's getting Tau. By the way, it's not Tau. I want you to know it's not Tau, because many boys come to me, especially in my yeshiva, and complain that since they became form, they have to use electric shaver, they can't get a good shave. You should know that. It's getting Tau. Now, I don't want to go into this in detail, but Mechilas Kavod Haram, I don't understand what he's talking about. There's a shita of the Piskei Tosfos that speaks about Zakan. That's a makas. And the Ritva actually brings it in his Perush. A chumra. And the chumra is, misparayim kein tap. It's a chumra. It's a chumra that says that if you have scissors, which is two blades, that even though you use the top blade to cut, the chashad is that maybe the bottom blade will touch the skin and you have a towel. That's the Ramah. And that's actually, the core of this is actually the Piskei Tosfos. And the Ritva in Makos brings this. Rishima ben Yaakov Mikutzi, etc., etc. This has nothing to do with the Shitas of Tosfos HaRosh. The Shitas of Tosfos HaRosh is Me'ikah Din, and it's clear in the Ritva too. The Ritva brings, right? Because of the Shitas. The Ritva clearly, look at the Ritva, Chafalof Abad Aleph, these are two separate Chumras. In other words, in the Shulchan Aruch, that which your machm is parayim, getting tired, that's bigadim. That's bigadim. Because even if I know for sure the blade doesn't touch the skin, nonetheless, if I cut the hair, and I cut the hair on my head, right, very close, I have a little hair remaining, so that's getting tired, that's awesome. Mikadim, according to the Rosh, you will machm it, according to that Shita. The din of the Ramah by Zokan is a totally different din. There I'm worried that the blade might touch the skin. That's a different din. So I see many of the presently mechaberim bringing this chasam sefer zaraya. Well, machmen came down, therefore you shouldn't use electroshaver because you know it cuts the hair almost to the bottom. But the fact is that when we're speaking about the zok and the beard, right? Everybody agrees that tal kein, that mispam kein tal is that meikin din aser. I'm just worried the blade's going to touch the skin. Meaning that what? If there's no way the blade will touch the skin, this is a chumma ba'alma for the Rishonim, there's no mekor in Shas. Which means that what? If I know for sure the blade will not touch the skin, then the fact is what? And it shouldn't be any reason it's also. Even, right, even if it, in other words, and if it pulls the hair out, it's malakit the hair, so what? There's no way to malakit either, in the case of the Zalka. Meaning that what? Now, every electric shaver that I've seen, right? I mean, there's clearly a gar. The blade never reaches the skin. It doesn't exist anything like that. I don't care if it's left in shave, whatever it is. The blade never reaches the skin. Even if it pulls the hair out, malakit is mutter by the zokah. I don't understand how anyone could possibly, from an understanding of the shas, the shen shulchan aruch, could possibly come out that you'll be an issa in any electric shaver. I don't care how close it is. The fact is, the blade doesn't touch the skin. There's no hashchasa. If you want to tell me it takes it out, it takes the hair out, that's malakit. Malakit is mutter l'chol hadeyos, like I said before. So, I mean, I'll be curious to see if someone can. I think there's a raya shel pilcha. The chasam sefer is a bit sefer. It's clearly two types of two chumras. And brought in two places in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, now, I told you in the beginning that I was speaking about the two Tosfos. I spoke about the second Tosfos, which is the longer Tosfos. We brought Lech Lavais a little bit. Now I want to speak about the first Tosfos. The Gemara asks a question. In other words, the Gemara acknowledges that there's a Seder in the Masechtas, in the Mishnayos. In other words, there's a Seder of Mishnayos and two different Masechtas, and Makos comes after Nozir. I'm going to ask the question. So Tosfos asks a question. Why would I think that there's a Seder of Masechtas? Tosfos asks a question, a kasha from the Avodah Zayin. It's mashma that within a Masechta, an intra Masechta, there's a Seder to the Mishnayos, and therefore you have Machlokes and Stam the Machlokes, you pass accordingly. But in two Masechtas, right, there's no Seder in the Mishnayos. And because of that, Stam and Machlokes, Machlokes and Stam has no meaning. We don't know which Masechta Rebbe taught first and second. So Tosfos is bothered. Why should the Gemara raise a question, indicate that there's a Seder in the Masechtas? So Tosfos says, I'm reading from the Tosfos, in Dibar Basra Michti Tana Mimake Salik, Avogav the Kaim Elad Betrei Masechta Zayin Seder LeMishnah, right? That's what the Gemara concludes on the Benazora. Hanamila Inya Machlokes, V'yachachastam. Interesting, Rebbe not only was shining the Masechtas, was Masada the Masechtas. In other words, Rebbe did two jobs. He was shining the Mishnayas. And he wasn't shining the Mishnayas, didn't teach the Mishnayas in any order. And because of that, but he taught the Mishnayas in each Masechta in order. And therefore, a person can make conclusions regarding Machlokas, Stam Machlokas. But afterwards, it's Mashma and Taisvas that he's Masada them, the Masechtas in a certain order. And because of this, right, there's an order that comes from Rebbe. Pash comes from Rebbe. Taisus seems to imply comes from Rebbe. Taisus says explicitly in Dafkuf Beis above a comma comes from Rebbe. And because of this, then there's an order of the Mishnayos. However, in the Egeres of Shira Goyim, in the French edition, which is the only edition I look at, there it's clear that Shira Goyim learns that Rebbe was not Masada the Masechtas in any order. I'm sure Goyim says explicitly, the Sidra Masechtas seems to have come at most from the Amotam the Morayim. And even that, the Shira Goyim actually acknowledges the fact that there were different minhagim, different yeshivas in Bavel, perhaps in Eretz Yisrael, of how to learn what ought to learn the Masechtas. Yeah, Shira Goyim happens to give a Sfara in the case of Moyed, but the fact is that in the Shira Goyim, we see clearly that Rebbe was not Masada the Masechtas, the order of the Masechtas. The order of Masada, there's only the intra Masechta, the order of the Mishnayos. Now, I would like to bring a raya to Rav Shira Goyim. Okay? I would like to bring a raya to Rav Shira Goyim from a Gemara in Saita. I'm afraid to bring a raya connected to taste first, but walk up to Tehu, Lulu Moiva, Tehu, Lama, and Sorech. The Gemara in Saita says, like this, the beginning of Saita, you already learned Saita, right? We're up to, right? So the Gemara in Saita says, Mich de tani min nozir salik. We all know that Masecha Saita comes after Masecha's nozir. So the Gemara says, Mich de tani min nozir salik, since we begin Masechta Saita after Masechta Nazir. My Tanda Katani Saita. What's the reason we learn? You know, since we're ending with Nazir, why would we be in Saita? In other words, the Gemara asks the question, why does Saita follow Nazir? That's the Gemara's question. The same question the Gemara had in Shavuot, the Gemara asked in Saita. The Gemara answers and says, Ki the Rebbe. Like Rebbe. Like Rebbe. The Tanya Rebbe Yomel, Rebbe says, Lama nispacha pashas nozer the pashas saita? Why is pashas nozer appear in the chumash at the pashas saita? Lay malach to teach us shekol araya saita mekalkula. Whoever sees the saita in her in the state, whoever sees what happens to a saita, yazir asmai min ayayin. He'll abstain from wine. Now, the Gemara is bringing Rebbe. Right? And Rebbe notices, says it doesn't do with Masechtas. He says in the Chumash, Nazir is after Saita. Actually, it makes a lot of sense. Nazir is after Saita. If a person sees the Saita, he'll become a Nazir. So it makes sense, Nazir is after Saita. So I don't understand something. If Rebbe saw this in the Chumash, why did he put Saita after Nazir? He should put a Nazir after Saita. So it's a raya that Rebbe was not the son of the order of the Masechtas. That's my raya from this Gemara. I set out to sell Tamil Chachamim, and no one was neshib to me. Anyway, I want to bring a raya from this Gemara to Rashi Agoy, who, by the way, in my opinion, without loss of, you know, that he certainly had a Messiah, that in fact, actually, that the Nitziv and this Hadamah Demek Shailah said the Tesvah didn't have so much Messiah. The Nitziv says it, it's Hadamah Demek Shailah. Don't Nitziv say it. What I'm saying is that I want to bring a raya before Sharaya to the, to Rav Shira Goy. Okay. Now, it's interesting that Rabbi Kornfeld, who's the Rabbi Goy, Mordechai Kornfeld, when I discussed this with him, so he mentioned an interesting thing, is that that we see that, I think Reuven Margolius, I forget which sefer, maybe he's on the Mishnah, whatever, Reuven Margolius wants to say that there is an order in terms of the number of pokim. But he mentioned that actually in Zerayim, the order is a little bit messed up. So, to Miyashev of Ruven Magolias. What did it say? It could possibly be, is that we know that the in the there's no Bavli on Zeroyim. And it could possibly be the Bavli on Zeroyim. It could possibly be that Zeroyim was not learned Kaseder in the Yeshivas of Bavel. It's Mashu from the Meiri in the Seder Hadeiras. Ah, the Gemara says in Daf Chofam and Aleph, my in Brochas, my Shana, what's it between Deir Shoshan and Zachoinim? And the Deir Shoshanim, I think, I learned a little bit in the Zikin. And they came to the, and we learned Shisha Sidri. But actually, there are different Gesoys in the Gemara. The Gios of Shira Goyin himself, by the way, is we learn Abba Sidri. And that's the, and because of that, we could say that the proper Gios of the Gemara was Abba Sidri. They didn't learn Zroi and Kaseda. So it could possibly be that the Seder, the Mesechus, was nicknamed by the Lima of the Yeshivas. It wasn't like Yeshivas today, they learned 10 blocks from 4 Mesechus and that's it. They learned Kaseda. But Zroyan, it wasn't a Lima, there was a Lima, like the Mili says, only maybe for the Goinim, the special people. Today, right? In other words, I would say that fits into the Ruben Bagolius thing too. Right? Now, it's interesting that I think the Rambam says that the Roshami has 5 stories. There's a famous Gios of the Rambam in the Perish Rishnayas that says that the Roshami, there are 5 stories. And the basis of that, some people have wanted to contend that actually there's actually a Roshami Kachem which is missing, and some guy named Friedlander actually claims he found the Roshami Kachem, which I think was found to be a forgery. But my opinion, the Gios of the Rambam is absolutely incorrect. It should be opposite. Incorrect Gios too. Someone is a Talmud Torah put that Gios in too. Maybe the same person who put the Gios in the Shas. In any case, that's what I want to. It's interesting that I just wanted to mention. My father also, I think, said something here. So I want to mention is that in the Sidrei Tahara, you know that the Rizina Rebbe put out the Sidrei Tahara, and you have, what we have left, I think the others maybe destroyed what's in Europe, is Kalim and Ayalas. So in Kalim, there's a Haskama of Chaim Berlin. In Ayalas, there isn't. So and it's interesting though, in Ayalas, in the beginning of the Sefer, they said they came to Rav Chaim. So the Beit Shittah said they should put on the bottom of every page Likut Mi Suges Hashas. It's stamped on every page. And the clear story behind that is, I think I saw it one time in Kalinsky's book, Mishal Shulas Briz, that Rav Chaim, they've come to the Tziv, and the Tziv wouldn't give us Gumbo because it was right after the fourth annual Shalmi. He was worried that people might think there's a Bavli on Tahara's too. So a chutzpah, the kedar Chaim really gave Haskam. And then he found out about that his father, they come to fight against it, he was very much against it. So they went to the Chaim Berlin at the end. They went to Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, who was married to the Enoch, married to the granddaughter of the Tziv. And they said they put Likutim in Hashas, that covers up for it, and people want to have a Halamina that, in fact, actually, there's a Gemara on the. So that tells the story of that. Okay, in any case, I think we'll stop over here. Okay?